Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I'm joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, it's good morning to you guys.
Hey, Paul.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about for you guys?
Well, it's kind of overcast and
Yeah. Can you do us a favor, Paul? Could you just lie to us and just tell us it's going to be like 95 and sunny all like the next 4 or 5 days? And
we'll just it doesn't even have to be warm. Can you just tell us there's sun coming?
We'll take 50. We'll take 50.
Yeah.
What is Mother Day?
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yes. What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, you know, it is going to be kind of in the winter doldrums here for us as we head through the weekend. And, not a whole lot of sun to talk about, but some opportunities to get maybe some breaks here and there as we get into Saturday, maybe Sunday. But otherwise, it looks like next week's going to be kind of a more active start to things with the next low-pressure system coming up in our neck of the woods on Monday. Right now, it looks like it could bring primarily rain to the area, as odd as that is here. In mid-January, talk of that. But it looks like mostly rain Monday and some rain showers Monday night, maybe tapering off as a little mixed precip or snow showers into Tuesday morning. Otherwise, nothing much for precip the next couple of days here. Clouds today, temperatures about the mid-upper 20s for highs, north winds 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, so at least some breaks here and there with some of those clouds. Down to 11. Maybe some sunny breaks along with some clouds Saturday, 33. 26 Saturday night, upper 30s, mostly cloudy Sunday, 32, cloudy Sunday night, and then the rain showers move in on Monday, 38, and rain showers into Monday night, maybe ending to some mixed precip late into Tuesday morning, mid-30s and cloudy Tuesday otherwise, and more mid-30s on Wednesday with cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. See you guys, too.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center greatly appreciate them.
Doesn't it just feel like so much rain?
It does.
For
it
January?
Feels like a lot for January. Yeah. I'm used to this in maybe November, December. It seems like a lot for January.
It just is weird.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to him about that the next time. I felt like we kept him too long already, though. I do want to talk to him about that. Yeah. It's the 8 o'clock hour. You know it, and it's a Friday. You know what that means. We are not only going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit, but we will also have Misty, our star of the day from Culver's, and I will learn to talk. In this hour, I will
Learn. Just blame it on somebody else.
That's right.
I was laughing at you over here, so I mean, that made it worse the second time.
Our opening topic for the hour, though, I think this is an interesting one. If you were on a first date and found out the person worked as a telemarketer, would it change your opinion of them? It's a funny question, actually.
I wonder how you even got on a first date with them.
Yeah.
Did they call you repeatedly?
Yeah, they kept calling. They just kept calling. And right at 5 o'clock, right when you sat down and you first put food in your mouth, they called.
Or was it like a blind date and you had no idea?
Yeah. An annual Gallup poll found telemarketer is the least trusted profession, or at least way down there. They don't ask about every job in the world, but the 18 jobs listed, telemarketer ranked last.
I don't know if, I guess, I don't think about them, when I think about telemarketers, I don't think about not being able to trust them. I don't think about that. I just think about annoying.
Yes.
That's what I think.
I don't know if I've ever, whatever they're calling about, ever even given them a chance never to let
stayed
me
on
know.
The, yeah, stayed on the yeah. line long enough to know if you trust them
it
or not.
It has nothing to do with that. Yes. Look, if I want your business, I'll reach out to you. Only 6% of Americans rate them as more honest and ethical than average. The next least trusted profession is being a member of Congress. It's just right there in the stats, people.
You know, somebody has to be engaging these telemarketers, though, because otherwise they'd be out of business.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
It is people that go, yeah, sure, I'll help. Just hang on 1 second. They just put their phone down and then they just walk and go about and do the dishes or something. The rest of the bottom five are car salesmen, business executive, and people who work in advertising. Nurse was voted the most trusted profession for the 22nd year in a row. That's pretty cool.
That's interesting. Cool.
Then it's doctors, pharmacists, high school teachers, and police officers. That's a nice list. That's a good list. In a great world, I think that all that stuff's true. I think that this can be true in your neck of the woods if you work for it. You know, and it takes a whole society to make these things happen.
But let's go back to your date. If you were on a date you found out the person was a telemarketer, would you drop them like a hot potato, or would you? I mean, give it a chance. You've already ordered your meal.
Yeah, and again, Terry, I'm 45. I mean, you can't. I don't believe anybody should ever settle. I'm not saying that, but it's, you get old. The older you get, the less picky you become.
Well, yeah, you're not walking out on dinner.
If this is going great, she's awesome and everything. The last thing I'm worried about is her profession.
What if she's making calls during dinner?
That might be a little awkward. I may actually ask, knowing me, and if it was really working and going really good, I'd ask her to, can I make one of those calls?
Put the phone down. No phones at the table.
There's very few jobs I can think of outside. Look, if you're a Klansman, yeah, we're not going to work. But outside of that, I mean, I don't know how many professions there are where I'd necessarily,
What if they're a rabbit's foot harvester?
Oh, that is going to be difficult. I have so many. We would make it to a second date just out of my questions alone.
There you go.
Nothing in common, but I have follow-up questions. Can we get together next week? So looking at this list, we had nurses at number one, medical doctors, pharmacists, high school teachers, police officers. After that, clergy, judges, accountants, labor union leaders, bankers, real estate agents, attorneys, journalists, advertising practitioners, business executives, car salespeople, members of Congress, and telemarketers. So you saw as the numbers went down there, or as we went down the list and everything, you got to where we were at the bottom of that list.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
There's some of them that you read, I would definitely have shifted. Some a little higher, some a little lower, but...
Every one of these professions, and really any profession I can think of off the top of my head, has nothing to do with the profession and has everything to do with the individual.
Yeah.
If I don't trust you, it has nothing to do with because you're an attorney. It's because you're that person, and I don't just trust that. I think all of these things, on their surface as a profession, there's nothing necessarily misleading or mischievous about their professions. It's about the people that are doing the job.
Yeah. Well, there may be some.
Well, yeah, there's certainly some gray area there with some of these. I think the easy one is an attorney. It's very easy to pick on an attorney until you need one.
Sure. Yep, makes sense. Yeah.
Then it's really not as easy. I do think that it's also, again, down, even your typical attorney that's, quote unquote, chasing ambulances and everything. That has a place in our society. We don't like it, maybe, until, again, you need that person. That seems to be how a lot of these things work. I'm never going to take a government handout. These people that take government handouts, how ridiculous. Give me my Social Security now, please. Thank you. How dare they do this? Oh, how ridiculous. Oh, socialism, blah, blah, blah. Give me my Social Security. Thank you. It's kind of funny how we do this. It's a little silly sometimes. Some of these professions, though, I like the idea of having a profession where we know that this, but we can't trust them, but we're still going to them. We still use this profession. True. There's some of that there, too.
Yeah.
So that seems interesting to me. I don't know. I say that any profession is better than a Nigerian prince. It just seems like it. Seems like a rough gig. You're always asking people for money.
That is a good point.
You're constantly emailing people, hey, I'm stuck. I need help. And nobody believes you.
You're always stuck.
Here's an interesting one. Before you hear this this and panic, just remember that Keith Richards is still alive, okay, everybody? Keith Richards is still alive and doing well somehow. A new study in the Netherlands found looking old for your age might mean you really are old for your age and could be more prone to certain health issues.
So something is just literal. Old for your age, you're old for your age.
Possibly.
Huh.
Researchers had volunteers view over 2,500 photos of different people and guess who, how old they were. All the people in the photos were between 50 and 90. The team then compared the results to each person's medical records. And when someone looked older than their actual age, they were more likely to have age-related conditions like osteoporosis or cataracts. The study also tested their thinking skills with similar results. People who looked younger than they really were did better on those tests. especially if they looked at least 5 years younger than their actual age. People with younger-looking faces were also up to 25% less likely to have those age-related physical issues.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's assuming, of course, that they've not had any sort of enhancements or anything like that, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, they're just, that's just their face.
I would hope that they took that into consideration with this. I guess I don't know. But you got to think.
I mean, you would think.
Yeah, yeah. It is interesting. I got to say, too, the outside of your body is often trying to tell you what's going on with the inside of your body.
Oh, sure.
And it's really important to take pay attention to those things.
Wouldn't it be funny to be asked to be on that panel, though? I'm going to show you a thousand pictures. Yeah. You tell me how old you think they are.
I like that. I also like the idea of the guilt that certain people feel if they told them the real ages of people. So that's one of those quicker ones. Even if you're not a guilty feeling person or quick to feel guilt, if you guess somebody's age wrong, it's an instant, like it's a universal feeling. You immediately feel bad. I don't know. I think that it's never a bad idea to take a look in the mirror and kind of gauge this stuff. Like, how am I doing? Aging's a good thing. Aging's a positive. It's a lot better than the alternative.
Absolutely.
But there is certainly stuff that, like, hey, wait a minute, my skin tone ain't right. I'm a yellow type of, and I'm never that color. Like, that seems like something. Hey, go to the doctor, get that checked out.
Pay attention to the red flags.
Yes. Yeah. Please do, everybody, once you're around. And there's so many of these things that can be prevented ahead of time if you or a loved one notice them. And we're especially people that we're around and we see every day. When your kids are growing up, how quickly do you notice when they grow a centimeter? Like you're around them every single day. It's usually a relative.
Yep, and then over. Somebody sees them, they're like, oh,
yeah. Our bodies aren't that different. We are so used to them, especially with significant others and everything. So you know, look out for each other. It's part of your job as significant others. Look out for each other and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, you're not looking that great. You got your skin tones a little off and everything. And then after they smack you, you can. No, I'm joking.
Well, you're half joking.
Half joking. Take a break right here. We'll come back, do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Don't forget, a little bit later, got Culver's Star of the Day coming up for you all here at the morning show on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. We have here an interesting situation, Terry.
What?
We have to redraw our winner for December.
Oh.
We tried. I even reached out to the person. I found the email of the person that sent me Miss Kathy Waller's name. I emailed them. They emailed me back that they did not think that Kathy was going to be able to get it. She is out of town.
Okay.
And she's not going to be back probably until the summer or something. Or
oh,
spring.
Snowbird. Snowbird. Okay. Lucky her.
So they wanted us to go ahead and redraw this.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and redraw our December winner. So if you had a birthday in December, you have a chance to still win unless your name is Terry Johns.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I'm so I don't know another I don't know another fair way to do this. Because, of course, we celebrated Terry's birthday on the 26th and everything, and she is on the list. So you can basically pick.
Wow.
We had 29 entries.
And it would probably be like, what? What are we at? Like a 9% likelihood that that I would call my own number anyway.
I'm not going to tell you what number just in case. I just want to see. But that we had 29 entries. So before we get into our birthdays for today and this weekend and talking a little bit more about Misty's, Terry, give me a 1 through 20.
You know what? We're just going to go 1.
Ooh, good idea. Ah, there we go. Okay. You were number 23. Number 1 is Pastor Matthew and Amy Bergstresser.
Congratulations.
Pastor Matthew, Amy, they were celebrating an anniversary on the 18th. Very happy for them. Wishing them a great one. And they are going to get to celebrate even more because they are December winners.
Awesome.
So again, Pastor Matthew and Amy Bergstresser, congratulations. You are December winners for the free Misty's Menu. You won yourself 2 lunches and 2 pieces of pie from our fantastic friends over at Misty's Menu.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead here and take a look at our great big list we got. that. We got a bunch of names all over the week weekend here. We got, let's see here, 1, 2, 3. So I need a 1 through 4, Terry.
4.
All right. That gives us our qualifier there. And I need a 1 or 2. A 1 or a 2. Okay. There you go. And a 1 or a 3.
1.
All right. That gives us our qualifiers. So we can go right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Jessica Scheid.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, Jessica. Hope it's a good one for you. Wishing a very happy anniversary to Pat and Kay Stashek.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, longtime listeners, wishing them a great morning and a wonderful anniversary. And I think it, since it happened on a Friday, you guys celebrate all weekend long.
Definitely.
And a very happy birthday to Donald Stanowski.
Happy birthday.
Stantoski. S-A-N-T-O-S-K-I. Stantoski. Think that's it. Don, if I got that wrong, I apologize. That's a great name, though. I do. That's a good name. And our qualifier today, happy birthday to Lucas Fight.
Happy birthday, Lucas.
Lucas, enjoy your day. We hope it is a great one for you. And we continue in our celebrating with the Jessica Fine celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, Jessica. It's a couple of Jessicas going on here with birthdays. And then on Saturday, our qualifier, Dale Dahl.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Dale, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you, sir. And on Sunday, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my cousin, Sherry Maloff Huffman.
Happy birthday.
Love my cousin, Sherry. Sherry's awesome. Sherry's, I would not be shocked if you could hear her from here laughing. She lives in Illinois. But it's just a great laugh, great smile, wonderful human being. Sherry and her mom and dad, really our whole family, we lost her older sister this year. And just want to let her know, Sherry and my family know I'm thinking of them and appreciate so much of their my family's strength that these times and how we show what our colors truly are made of in these times. And Sherry is dealing with something that none of our family knows what it's like with lose your sister like she does. And I know that she's hurting, but I want her to know that she's not alone. We're thinking of her, even all the way, 4 hours north here and everything.
Have a great birthday.
Happy birthday to one of my older friends, Mr. David Nukerchin. Dave, old high school friend of mine. Dave's a good guy.
Sounds like trouble.
If we were friends, yes.
No offense. Yeah. I don't know you, but.
No, but you're right.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Mr. Mark Weiler.
Happy birthday.
Mark, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, and you're our qualifier.
Got a great list.
Great list. Thank you so much for getting this to us, everybody. Keep them coming. We want lists like this every day. info@WFHR.com or send your birthdays and anniversaries to james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page, and you can direct message us that way as well. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and get into our celebrity list really quickly here. Liam Hemsworth is 33. Younger brother of Luke and Chris. He was in The Hunger Games, and he is taking over for Henry Cavill in The Witcher series.
33, huh?
Yeah. Huh. Wow. William Hung is 40. The guy from The American Idol and all that. The guy. Okay, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah. Let's see here. Orlando Bloom is 46. Dashing Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean or the great Legolas in the Lord of the Rings trilogies. He's now on Amazon's Carnival Row, and he's very good on it.
Oh, I've not seen any of that.
That was really good. I don't know if they're bringing another season back or whatever's happening with that, but very different role for him, much more gritty, like London Street gritty kind of thing, and he does it really good. He's a great actor. What drew me into the Hobbit movies, or one of the things that I loved about them, was when I was reading those books, Elijah Wood looks exactly like Frodo to me. Like, that's exactly what I pictured in my head and everything. Same thing for Orlando Bloom. He looks exactly the way I pictured Legolas. And the way that he would pull those arrows and everything, like, he worked really hard in archery to try to pull that off realistically.
Yeah, I bet.
He's a good actor. Nicole Eggert is 51. Summer on Baywatch. She was Jamie on Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge. Remember
boy,
that?
Boy, that just just brought back a lot. Wow, that was a hit me over the head with this stuff.
That's a good '80s one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Shonda Rhimes is 53 today. Grey's Anatomy creator. She also the power behind Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. If you want a new TV show, she is one of the first people, like top five people go to nowadays to create a show.
I like her stuff.
She has got a knack for knowing what her audience wants. And by her audience, I mean, in particular, women. Like, they're it's so weird. But all these legendary TV shows we can talk about and everything, 99% of the time it was a executive produced by a man and tended to have a man's feel, a man's touch, a man's DNA on it. Shonda Rhimes is one of the new field where, and she's not new, she's been doing this a long time now, but she's one of those people who... I know our executives, I know male, I don't care. I'm doing it this way. And if you don't like it, look at the ratings and see how they're doing.
I was going to say, it's working, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy is still on the air, even though they've lost everybody on that show. Is Grey even on that show anymore?
Yes, she is.
Okay. I tease, but it's serious. Like, I have a lot of respect for that, though. Like, as somebody who, like... all those actors on those shows, those are my people. Those are SAG members. I'm rooting for them. If the show continues, that means they continue to get a paycheck. So,
I think there's like three of the originals still on there.
One of them that isn't that I even know, and even though I don't watch the show, celebrating a birthday today, 57 for Patrick Dempsey. He was McDreamy on there, right?
Absolutely, yes. Wow. He was.
The way Terry said that, wow.
Yes, that was him. What kind of question is that?
great, like 80s, 90s actor. Patrick Dempsey, I was really happy for him with that role, though, because anytime you see these, like Mark Harmon. He got the break with NCIS or whatever, and he kind of comes back. I like seeing that stuff. It's good for those actors. And again, these are my people. These are SAG members. I'm rooting for him. The great Trace Atkins is 61 today. All 6'7" of them. Trace Atkins, a tall guy who survived being shot in the heart in the lungs by his second wife.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't know that. I did not know that. He's also a Grammy-winning country singer. I did know that part. That's where I was going to go with this. Is that Trace Atkins, great country singer, won a couple Grammys.
Probably makes him mad that he gets trumped by being shot.
Yeah.
You know, in the order of how he gets recognized.
Yeah, I'd be mad too. Yeah. I was just going to talk about his height. I didn't know that. Jeez. I was about bigger, stronger than I realized. The great, the wonderful Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 62 today. Of course, Elaine on Seinfeld, but a lot of us know her as Selena Meyer on Veep, or maybe you saw her on Saturday Night Live back in the day. She is in the Marvel Universe now and has one of the greatest laughs of all time. I love her laugh.
I almost feel like she would be older than that.
I was going to say it off air to you. Yeah, 62 is actually really young for her, I think. I actually thought she was a little older than that, because she's well before Seinfeld. She was in the public eye on SNL and those things. True fearless actor. She's truly fearless. Anything that you ask of her, she ends up doing it. And I always respect that in an actor, especially in a female, when you have to. I don't have to worry about my looks as much as an actor. I'm a guy. The older I get, the more refined and classic I get and everything. If you're a woman, the clock is ticking every second. Charlize Theron had a great story the other day that she was talking about when they approached her about Wonder Woman. And she's like, well, I don't know this character or anything. Tell me about her. She sounds really interesting. She's got superpowers. What would I be doing and everything? They're like, oh, no. We wanted you to play the mother. Like, what? Charlize Theron, man. What are you doing? But that's Hollywood. That's the way. Even today in 20, you know, aughts, they're still doing this. More power to her, to Charlize Theron, all these actors. The great Richard Mole is 80 today. Thank God. Bull is 80. Bull on Night Court. He was actually really had a great character actor for a long time before that role. Melissa Ranch from Big Bang Theory plays Harry's daughter in the new Judge Stone in the new spinoff that premieres next week. John Larroquette is also a returning cast member now. Harry, of course, passed away. Richard Mull, I don't want to go too deep into this, but I believe he is not in the greatest health. But who is at 80, you know? So maybe he was always a really tall guy and big and everything. So I'm wishing him well. He was so good on that show.
Yeah, he was funny.
It takes a look at Woody Harrelson on Cheers. It takes an intelligent actor to play silly and dumb right. You can tell when it's done and it's not believable. When
it's believable, hard to play dumb.
It actually is.
Yeah.
It actually really is. I do it every day on this show. And I...
Oh, that's acting.
Yeah, right. No, in all seriousness, it really is. I really admire the actors that can craft that and do it to where it's believable and charming. It's being dumb is not usually charming in real life. But in TV and movies, it tends to be. And it's when it's done right, like by a Richard Mull or a Woody Harrelson or somebody like that.
I actually just last week saw the like a preview or something for this new Night Court.
Me too.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm nervous because I'm such a, it's one of my top five favorite shows of all time.
I'm not a huge fan of the remaking.
I'm
all
not
the
either.
Sitcoms.
I'm going to watch it because I love John Larroquette. I love, love,
well,
love John Larroquette. I got to see it at least. I'm going to at least give it a couple episodes to see. And I do like Melissa Ranch. She's a very good actor. I think she's very funny. Some people no longer with us. Rip Taylor, born on this day in 1931, passed away in 2019. I believe the world would be a much worse place without somebody like Rip Taylor, who had been throwing confetti around everywhere with that wonderful smile and mustache of his. Nobody knows why Rip Taylor was famous. He just was.
Isn't that weird? Like
it's
he just
very
dropped
weird.
Out of thin air
just
and
kind of showed
there
up,
he
started
is.
Throwing, throwing confetti at people and just being liked.
It worked.
It worked.
I mean, it was either that or probably get arrested. So, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yes.
People embraced it instead of getting mad about it.
What? One or the other was going to happen for Rip Taylor. He was either going to get arrested or he was going to become
people were going to love him or hate him. I mean, I don't know.
It's very true. It's very true. Charles Nelson Reilly, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2007. Match game superstar. And the great Robert Stack, born in this day in 1919, passed away in 2003. Of course, a lot of us younger kids, our generation, Terry, know him from Unsolved Mysteries and hosting that. But many other people remember him from Airplane. He, of course, played Elliot Ness in the Untouchables series. Great actor. Nice long career. Good career for Robert Stack. One more time, we want to wish everybody a happy birthday and anniversary. But first, before we do that, we have to remind you, our December winner for the free Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is Pastor Matthew and Amy Bergstresser.
Congratulations.
I think we'll announce this again on Monday, too, just in case they didn't
hear
it.
Yeah, good idea.
We'll make sure to get that in there again. And one more time, want to wish everybody a happy birthday today, celebrating a happy anniversary today. Congratulations, you guys. Enjoy your day. You deserve it.
Absolutely.
And treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a listen to Melissa's news, then head over there. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's as we dive into our WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Terry and James here with you. And what we're about to do right now is play a famous TV show theme song. You call up 424-2600 as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our amazing friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We say a good morning to them and a big thank you to all of them out there. Get ready to call 424-2600. Let us know what TV show this theme song is from.
That was fast.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be here. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
It sounds like that 70s show.
You're
hey,
done. Right. Yeah.
Nice job.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Way to be. What? Who do we have on the phone with us? What's your first name, sir?
Timothy.
Hey, Timothy. How you been?
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Good to hear from you, sir. What town are you calling us from?
From Rapids.
I thought so. Yeah. Hey, you knew that one pretty quickly, Timothy. That's great. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah. And I mean, in Wisconsin, I mean, I have to play this one, right? But I don't think we have until now. I'm pretty sure
we have not done
this one. Yeah. It was just too it was too under the nose.
You know, it's funny. I would not have known that. If I couldn't see your screen, I would have had no clue.
Really?
I've seen the show a few times, but I would have no idea.
Interesting. Well, Timothy knew it. Timothy
he knew it right away.
Knew, and he's our new star of the day.
Fabulous.
Timothy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Greatly appreciate it. Hang on the line. I'm going to get some information from you so I can get my agents, you and my agents information, because you're our new star of the day, sir.
Thank you.
You appreciate you. Hang on the line there. Yeah. So a couple of interesting notes about this song real quick I wanted to get to. The original song was In the Street, and the song was done by, let's see here, a band called Big Star in the shortened version for the theme song. And it was sung by Eric, Donna, Michael, Jack, Hyde, and Fez. But then in season one, the theme song was a cover version. And then Cheap Trick did the version that you were hearing right there. And that would end up being the theme song.
Huh, interesting.
But they did it for fun, kind of, like yeah. Cheap Trick. They weren't expecting it to be used all the time, so they kind of had to rework everything. But they were, you want to talk about a band that is easygoing. Cheap Trick is like, yeah, okay, go ahead and use it. We'll figure cool. it out. You
That's
know?
Awesome.
So they actually used it, I think, during the first season, like for a couple episodes, without a contract. I think that worked out later, if I got the story right, which I just think I give them. I think that's really cool. You don't see a lot of bands do that with their music. I think it's
yeah.
Smart.
It wasn't like, yes, we'll do it after we go through this ream of paperwork.
Yeah. Like it was just like, hey, it's a Midwest show. We like it. Yeah, we're Midwest guys. Cool. Let's go ahead and do it. And of course, the famous ending. Got to get that in there. We'll take a break. We'll come back after we're done talking with Timothy. We'll have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:47 on the clock. Got your host, James. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We are having a fun morning here. A big shout out to everybody that sent us some birthdays and anniversaries for Misty's Menu. And certainly a big thank you to Timothy and all everybody that called in to try to get in to win the free call.
Yeah,
today. He
was just quicker on the dial than everyone else. So that was awesome.
It was really
good
fun.
On you.
Appreciate that. So I got an interesting list here, Terry. There's a thread online where people are talking about things men can get away with doing freely, but women would often be judged for. It's an interesting list. It's weird and interesting, and I think that there's certainly some fun we can have with this, but maybe, you know, bring some, you know, kind of that ain't right to some of this, too.
All right.
So here it is. Number one on the list, shaving their head. You know,
I agree. Maybe not so much like now in 2023, but even like 10 years ago, I agree. I think that was if a female has a shaved head, it's just assumed that she's going through some kind of medical ish concern. Yeah. When you see a man with a shaved head,
He's either going bald or he just likes it.
I
think that's a good one to bring up too. Not shaving or maintaining their body hair, including armpit or facial hair. That's one of those ones that it's such a preference thing. And it's such a I hate this idea of telling other people what to do with their bodies to a degree. I think that there's one thing, like, if you're not taking care of your smell, like if you're just
like
reeking,
personal hygiene.
Yeah, that's different. But as far as any of these things go, I see people every day that I don't like what they're wearing. I don't go up and tell them or make a big stink of it. I look and I keep moving. Like,
true.
I mean, you know, it doesn't faze me.
But I think the judgment part, right? So you're sitting across from the telemarketer on the date and she has on a tank top and she moves her arm and you see like long armpit hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, a guy does that, I'm perfectly fine. A woman, yes, it is going to. It is going to. And that I'm owning. I completely own that.
To me, this is just my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that for females, shaving your underarm is part of personal hygiene. That's just my, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I was brought up, and that's...
Well...
But, I don't know. I guess if you're comfortable not doing it, that's your choice.
To my guys out there, how many of you have watched boxing, wrestling, any of these sports? When's the last time you saw hairy armpits? You don't. And boxers shave their armpits all the time. My father still, he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to do it even when he wasn't boxing, just out of habit.
Why?
It is one less thing to be in your way. It is one less thing. Now, this is what I was taught, at least at Windy City Boxing, that it's one, not only that, but appearance.
Don't you think the fighters
looked more attractive up there without having hairy armpits?
But wouldn't it be a good tactic to go up against your opponent and, like,
as
you know?
I think it's a wrestler.
As a wrestler, yeah, headlock him with your big old hairy armpit?
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure Jim saw, Hacksaw Jim Duggan did that. I'm pretty sure.
I think that it could play to your advantage.
I think it did, actually. Yeah. Going to the bar alone. Now, here's an interesting one. Now, obviously, there's a this is a clear one for the judgment of men to women and everything thing. But I got to say, for the way that you like kind of woke me up to this world and everything of what it's like for a woman to go to a bar alone. Now, if I see a woman going to a bar alone, I'm almost worried for her. And it shouldn't, like, that even is a bit of a judgment on its in
right,
its own.
Right.
You know? So,
but I do think that this one so far of what we've gone through, this one has the biggest double standard.
Yeah,
I think that you know, females should be able to go to to the bar alone if that's what they choose. But I think there is that judgment piece. Like you see a, you see someone sitting there alone. But I also agree with you on the safety thing. And, you know, I'm long past my going to the bars day.
I hear you.
But but I always hated that. Like, yeah. if I was meeting friends there, I would seriously, we would wait outside for each other before we'd go in alone. Yeah. I don't know. It just was a thing.
I think that should be as acceptable and common as it should be for a woman to go to a bar and feel safe.
Right. But you wouldn't think anything of, if you walked in a bar right now, if we went live on location to a bar, there's got to be a bar open right now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm positive. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you walked in and you saw a guy sitting there alone, you wouldn't think anything of it. But if you saw a female sitting there alone,
oh, yeah.
you more likely would with her than you would it was a male.
Yeah. We need to make it normalize men calling out other men when it comes to this bar life and bar mentality. And if you see a man messing with a girl's drink, for the love of God, one of the most manly things you can do is call that guy out and tell the bartender and tell that woman and tell anybody that'll listen.
Wow.
And among other things, it's a long list of things that you can do. You really want to show what a man is. Though that's what a true man does in that situation. You know, I get into this man woman thing. There's one thing where I will say, now, the bar has been lowered of chivalry and of what a man is. And I don't like the idea of this is a man, that makes a man, or whatever. But if we're going to get into that conversation as we seem to run into nowadays, that to me is a true man.
Yeah. And looking the other way is not.
No. That's a boy. That's a little boy who isn't old enough to be in a bar. His driver's license says, that's a boy. That's a child.
Same thing if you see, you know, same thing if you're a female and you see something.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like it's your, it should be, you would hope it would be innate to speak up.
Yeah,
that you would,
yeah.
You know, have that feeling that you need to help.
Eating large amounts of food at a restaurant.
Okay, I have a totally funny story about this. Mm-hmm. It's closed now, but there was a local restaurant that they used to have all-you-can-eat prime rib on Saturdays. So you'd go, and your first cut would be a little bit bigger. And then, you know, if you wanted another piece, it would be a little smaller, like a few ounces smaller. But it was still a decent portion, right? So I love steak, but I love prime rib. And so one time we were there, and it was with my mom and dad, and it was funny. So we all get our first piece. And then they come and they're like, who wants another one? I'm like, oh, yeah. I think maybe my mom didn't. But the rest of us all took a second piece. And she comes. She's like, all right, who wants another one? And I'm like, and my mom's like, you are not. You know, I was like, you are not having a third piece. Yes. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm trying to raise my hand. Like she's walking away. And I'm like, yeah, me. You know?
Come back over here.
She didn't tell my husband or my father that they couldn't have a third piece. Mm.
I've had this kind of happen because I've been on a lot of first dates, people. I have had so many times where a woman she'll order something, like waiter will leave, and I'm like, is that all you really want? Like, go ahead and get, I mean, please.
Like,
eat
why
more.
Wouldn't you get a meal?
Yeah, eat. But
yeah,
what I remember more are the first dates where the woman did not hold back. If she was hungry, like, I didn't get to, I can even remember a couple of times, like, I didn't have lunch or whatever. And so she had a meal. She had a big meal. And I like seeing that. If you like the person, you should want them to be healthy and eating and happy and all this. Within reason, I suppose. You know, you don't
want to. But yes, you should, yeah. Eat. What the heck?
Yeah. Number five on this list, using profanity or raising their voice during an argument. Yeah. When a woman does this, they're called shrill. They're called a lot of different terms and words and things, whereas a man does it, and it's just man being a man.
You know, yeah, and there are, honestly, aren't there just some swear words that when you hear them out of a female mouth that you're kind of like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. my mother has said all of them, yes. And yeah.
But you know what I mean?
That's
like,
a little different.
Like, if a guy said it, you'd be like, oh. You know, but if it comes out of a female mouth, you're like, oh my goodness, you know, like you almost like you feel bad for her. Like, oh, why is she talking like that?
I will say this, though. This is one of the ones on this list where this has never, you know, like, made me hesitate or slowed down or thought about the sexes one second. Because, I grew up in an Italian family where everybody swears at a 10, at a loud
Well,
level.
I was just going to say, and as
Man,
far as volume,
woman.
I mean, I'm loud and I'm a yeller, right? Like, if I'm mad, you know, my kids will know I'm mad, but then it's done.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a, you know, like, I'm not a silent treatment kind of prolonged hold a grudge. So, but yell.
So the profanity part doesn't really, I think that there is something to that with the whole raising their voice in an argument thing. Because it does seem to get stereotyped. It does seem to be.
Well, maybe it depends who's in the argument, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a male and a female in the mm-hmm. argument together, or if it would be like two females arguing with each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's a difficult one. And I have no idea where to go with this. I wasn't even sure if I was going to say it. Taking your top off in public. Like, well, yeah, there's a big difference like here. And it's okay, right? I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this. But I feel like there's a huge difference here with this in society.
Okay.
Whether there should be a difference in society is completely another topic to me. But as far as it is, the way that our laws are, the way that the world works and all this, to where we are, it is this way. I don't know.
I think it depends upon the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if we're talking about a party or something, right, mm-hmm. where it's an outdoor thing and men are taking their shirts off because it's hot out and then, you know, females do it, I wear a tank top, like yeah. wear something that's more weather related. But then I think about other situations where, let's say it's athletes, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, for me, I could care less if a female athlete takes her shirt off. She has a sports bra on underneath, right? Like, we're not talking about being nude, or yeah. I'm not. But, you know, like that way, I don't think that, to me, that's no different than a swimsuit. And I think as long as they're covered. You know, like sports bras are fine. I have two high school daughters. Like, I don't have an issue with that.
One of my favorite sports moments of all time is the great legend Brandi Chastain getting that winning goal for the Women's World Cup and taking her shirt off and sliding. It was something I've seen a million male soccer players do, and I was so cool when she did it. And the last thing I was thinking about, oh, boobs. You know, right. It's the last thing right. I was thinking about. It's USA, USA. Yeah. It's all that was on my mind. She did have a tank, a sports bra or whatever on.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think that that's a little bit of the deal there. But, I mean, we sexualized this, you know, certain parts of the body a long, long time ago, long before we were here and everything. And I this one makes me a little like, I have no idea where to go on this one.
Yeah.
I'm just
and
being
I think
honest
it, I think
about
it really depends what's underneath the shirt.
Yeah, 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 you got a point there.
What do you have on underneath there?
Work-related travel is also on this list. People might say, how could you leave your children? Well, how did the guy do it? You know?
But you know what? I think that, and part of that, I think women do that to themselves.
Yes.
But I also think that it does get stereotyped. It's okay for men to go on a business trip. And I've had to travel a fair amount for work. And it's never been an, you know, I mean, like, we make it work, right? We also have the flexibility. Randy always had flexibility in his job when before he retired. And my parents would help and, you know, that kind of thing. But I literally am, like, writing out books of, you know, this has to get done. You know, this gets done on this day. This happens, especially when they were really little. But I do think that that we guilt ourselves,
yeah.
and we shouldn't. Mm. But I do think that kind of society stereotypes us as well. You know, and that's not fair.
Here's something that stood out to me on this list, and it's something I got my mom's voice pounded in the back of my head here. Because all of these that I'm looking at, I have seen guys like call out or say something about before, but most of them, I've heard other women calling other women out on.
Yeah.
It seems like that's another thing we need to get better about in society. And by we, I mean, I'm not trying to put this on women, but women looking out for other women, like women supporting women.
Seems like lifting up other women besides but not tearing them down.
Yeah. It seems like that's something else that we need a bit more of in this world. That's an interesting list, though. One more. Physical signs of aging, including gray hair and wrinkles. Yeah, when that happens to me, I'm becoming refined and classic and dashing. At least I hope I am. I don't know. I have no idea.
If he says so himself.
If I keep saying it, if I will it into existence, I will. I will have somebody call me dashing one day.
You will.
One day. It'll be a blind person. It will. We'll take a break. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun right here. We got entertainment stories. We got good stories of the day. That ain't right stories all coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.